Curtis, how are you this morning?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yourself and Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, are expected to pass a $60,000 investment into foreclosure fraud prevention at tonight's meeting of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. The meeting is scheduled for 6:30 tonight in Mason, and the county will be contracting for legal aid for residents who have been affected by the recent crisis. Now, specifically, the money provides assistance for those whose homes were unlawfully foreclosed upon using fraudulent documents. Multiple illegal foreclosure practices have received national attention in recent months, some involving forged mortgage assignments and others directly involving foreclosures that have already been deemed void by the Michigan Court of Appeals. This is a big, big deal for Ingham County.
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal across the country, but in Ingham County, we're lucky to have a board of commissioners that is committed to helping solve this problem. And what we're doing is providing $60,000, and legal aid is going to take as many cases as we can get them of people who have been wrongly foreclosed upon.
Tell me about some of this unlawful foreclosing. How does that work? What's been happening?
Banks got overwhelmed during the foreclosure crisis, and in order to foreclose on citizens, they created a shadow registry system called MERS. This was supposed to keep order of the documents that were used to keep track of citizens. Unfortunately, the banks have lost control, and what's happening is we have people who are being foreclosed upon based on fraudulent documents, documents that were signed not by vice presidents of banks, but by what's called robo-signers, citizens who were hired for $13 an hour to sign random names on documents across this country. You know, what they've stolen from people is time. People should have had more time to recover, but instead they're being foreclosed upon using these fraudulent documents. And you know, it's just wrong. We have to play by the rules as citizens, and if we break the rules, you know, there are consequences. Well, there are consequences for the banks as well. And in this situation, we have hundreds of illegal foreclosures that have happened across the county. And oftentimes, people that were doing the right thing, they were working on a modification with their bank, but the bank lost control of who was making the decision, who was actually making the decision to foreclose. And it was sped up by these illegal documents. So we really need to get back to sanity. And the only way to do that is to bring attorneys into the system to actually review these documents and see who was legally foreclosed and take that information to a judge and fix it.
Times are tough. Where'd you find 60 grand?
We found it in the delinquent tax fund. The treasurer was nice enough to help us find a Eric Schertz was good enough to actually help us find a small piece of money from the delinquent tax fund. So it's not general fund dollars. We found a special fund to pay for it, and I think that's a good thing for the people.
Curtis, how many people do you think this will initially help, and how many homes do you think it can save?
We're already saving homes. What we've seen is that if you can get an attorney to meet with the bank, they are much more likely to give a reasonable modification. So we've already seen some pretty good modifications go through while we're going through this process, and some nice local attorneys stepped up and helped us out in a few cases. But the problem is that no one attorney can handle all this. I mean, we're really talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of cases in Ingham County. So we hope we can save many of those homes. And what we're really looking for, we're not looking for people to get their house for free, Tony. What we want is a reasonable modification offer. Keep people in their homes. It's good for the bank because these properties aren't worth what they originally gave loans for anyway. It's good for the citizen, and most importantly, it's good for the county. Our economic base has been destroyed by this foreclosure crisis. That's why you're seeing large cuts in county services. So if we can go back and actually fight these foreclosures and keep people in their home, it's good for not only that citizen, but it's good for the county as a whole.
All right. This foreclosure fraud prevention is going to be taken up at tonight's meeting. There's a resolution out. Anyone who has a challenge with foreclosure on their home, what should they do?
Well, right now, if they believe there's fraud, we'd first suggest they come to our office and look at the documents or call me, 517-676-7245, and I'll help them review their documents. Mm-hmm. If they believe there's fraud, we are lucky enough to have a vendor who's stepped up to the plate in the interim to use our property fraud alert hotline to take phone calls. So that number is 1-800-728-3858. And we'll get them in contact with a lawyer, do the intake. And then, it's a matter of being proactive. The people that get modifications, the people that save their homes, are those that are actively involved in the process.
Curtis Hartel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. That meeting will be tonight at the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thanks so much, Curtis.
Thank you, Tony.